Coach Muschamp had a position dinner at his house, and that about 6 to 10 on my way back from there, I was texting, looked up. It was a car in front of me. From afar, I looked up, I seen brake lights, so I'm thinking once I look down that it's just slowing down or it's braking right there, but actually the flashers was on. So when I got up on it and I looked up, instead of swerving into the road, I swerved inside onto the sidewalk and hit the building. It sounds crazy, but over there on that street is just the sidewalk and then the building and then the street. That's where I started, you know. That's been the position I played coming into college, and you know, I played it in 2008. You know, it's just a plus for me that I learned how to play, you know, defensive end. Or I played a little bit of defensive end this year too. You know, it makes me a little bit more versatile for whatever team takes me. Everything that I know about defensive end, I learned from Rack, you know, because they put me in there last year on certain situations just because of, you know, speed and power. But the technique part of it I learned from Rack, you know, just speed and power is cool every now and then until they figure you out and get to slam you. So I need to learn a little bit from Rack about using finesse with it. So, you know, I credit him a lot. I wouldn't say that. You know, I guess teams was doing a better job scheming on me this year. But, you know, at the same time, double team for me opened up, you know, pass rushing lanes for Lamar and, you know, guys like Sam Acho. I mean, a lot. You know, he put me in position, you know, to be where I'm at today. He the one who decided to try me at, you know, like the buck outside. Rush in type deal, and you know it worked out greatly. You know that's why I'm in the position I am now.
Do you think your stock rises because of how productive a record was last year?
I have no idea. Huh?
He did at your school, same type of situation.
Oh, but, you know, I'm not Rack though, so.
Texas quarterback Colt McCoy, podium C.
Say that again. What'd you say? I guess I would say so. You know, the season before, Rag played well, but he was injured a little bit more. And, you know, last year, 2 years ago, when he was actually fresh, you know, they weren't expecting too much of him, and he burst onto the scene. And then, you know, with that happening, it opened up lanes for me that year, so. I don't want to take too much credit, but I was working hard that game. I feel he's a better defensive end, you know, and I'm more of a linebacker. You know, I feel like he can give me more pointers on playing defensive end, and I can give him some on playing linebacker. So, you know, we kind of balance. You know, he got a year in the league under his belt, so he surpassed what I know by far. It don't matter to me. You know, it's always good to play in a 3-4 just because of the hybrid position. But, you know, I can play a 3-4, 4-3, 250. Yeah. Nah, you know, I just, you know, when you train, you add muscle, but you cut off bad weight. So, you know, it's just all good weight now. Yeah, I played both. I rushed from linebacker and end. I'm gonna run a good 40. I can't put no number on the time yet until I get through the 40 yards. But, you know, I feel like I'm capable of running something real nice. Something that'll open the coach's eyes like that. I don't want to put no number on it, though. I mean, you hate to lose, but you just got to think about what it took to get there. It was far from a disappointing season. You know, you hate to lose the big one, the last one, but, you know, things happen. You know, all the guys still enjoyed the experience. Everybody played hard. You know, Alabama just came on top. You got to give them all the credit in the world. They played their tails off.
What was the highlight of your college career?
What was the highlight? I don't know, man. I can't really just put one highlight on it. I mean, just playing on a winning team, having fun. That's what I think, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you can be a great individual, but it's a lot better when you have a great team, a great unit, great system. So when the whole team having fun, that's the best thing about it. Excuse me?
You were a great running back of high school, but you made it to this level of running back being fit
that position. Man, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't mind carrying a pill back then, you know, but only time would be able to tell.
Did you choose to switch or did you switch your
undefeated season? They recruited me as a linebacker. You know, they thought that would be the position I'd play in the league. So, you know, them being the coaches and me being the player, I'm going
to
listen. I could have went either way, you know. But I tell you this, it's a lot better to give a lick than take one. So,
ideally, I'm gathering a 3-4 system to your skills.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
When did you give up on trying to be the short yardage back in Texas?
I never pressed the issue. I think my father did more of that. But if they offered to give me a ball, I'd take it any day. You know, I didn't really worry too much about it, though. We had some great backs when I got there, so. Yeah, exactly. But didn't need it. I've only had one interview with the Browns, you know, but I got like 20 more today and tomorrow, so. I'm not sure. I just got room numbers. I have to see. Nah, I don't. You know, I'm just ready to go anywhere. You know what I mean? If I feel like if a team pick me, that means they need me, so.